My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Time now for Which Was Heard on the Overnight. Which Was Heard on the Overnight. We've had some different hosts, so we know it's not McMonagle. And I don't know, you tell me. I'm going to play two things. Which one was heard on the Overnight on WFAN? Clip one.
I mean, dude, that climax just hits you right in the face.
Okay, that's one. You've got that. Or was this heard in the Overnight?
The second one, and that's Big Zoo.
The answer is both were heard on the
night. They were, okay.
I have no idea what the hell Pat Boyle is talking about.
I mean, dude, that climax just hits you right in the face.
But for Zoo, we'll get to why he did this.
Hey, generational talent around here, that's for
that's
sure.
Loogie. Oh, okay. All right, so let's get to
God.
We will get to the Zoo sound in a moment. It's part of this because he was doing the Overnight this morning, and I was very proud of him as he got very testy with a caller. I knew I'm going to mention his name because what's the point? But this was over his take on Davante Adams, the Jets having Mike Williams already, the Jets having Garrett Wilson already. And his take was, don't waste your time with Davante Adams because it's overkill. They have plenty and they have what they need. Great defense, good running back, good receivers. And so he would get testy with the caller.
You know, you said, oh, you want Mike Williams to be the number one receiver.
So, when did I say all, that? I never Mike said Williams. That, Brett. Brett, don't be making stuff up to fit whatever narrative you're trying to push.
No. You did.
I never said he should be the number one receiver, Brett. See, now you're going to say lies, bro. Now this is where you're going to put yourself on the verge of getting dropped.
No lies.
Don't be lying.
Don't hang up
don't
on me.
Don't be coming on here lying, Brett. Don't come on here lying, all right?
No, I'm not lying. You said it wouldn't fit.
Hang up on this dude. He's starting to get pissed, and this is when the animal sounds come out.
This guy's going to come on here, and he's going to tell me I said Mike Williams should be the number one receiver on this team. He's not listening to this show. He's going, and he's trying to find a way. Oh, he doesn't want Davante Adams. I need Davante. Davante is the only thing that matters. Davante is the piece.
All right, look, I will mention the caller because I think it's interesting because this man pisses off Overnight hosts more than any person I have ever heard on the radio station. And this is, and I know he does it on purpose. Sometimes I think he doesn't. Like sometimes his takes really do annoy people. I can't imagine getting in a real life argument with Brett from Long Island. There's just no way. So there's been so many of these screaming episodes with all these hosts. So Sal had the famous one, the first one, which was Brett. Stop calling here. In fact, stop listening.
I don't remember that. That's right.
McMonagle screamed at him over Daniel Jones, like just completely lost. It was one of those days when McMonagle was just sleeping through Yankees hot stove. You know, he's just like, oh, Soto. Huh? And then Brett calls up. And he's like, and then Big Zoo's like, what it be, baby? Here we are. Yeah. There's stuff going on. Mets and Yankees. And then, like a walrus. I mean, this Brett is such an instigator. And Fleegs knows. I mean, you screen all the calls on the Overnights. I mean, is there anybody that gets the host more riled up than Brett?
Not even close. And he does it on a consistent basis. Like, they're going to be, especially during football season, Sal and now McMonagle are going to yell at Brett at least 3 of the 5 days in the week. And part of the problem, too, like, he was saying, you know, that Zeus said something about Mike Williams. I heard it. What Zeus said was Mike Williams was, like, the best number two wide receiver in the league. I don't even know if Brett is trying to instigate all the time. He just completely mishears or misconstrues what all of these hosts say. He does it with C-Mac day after. You said this about Daniel Jones. No, I didn't. Then they end up screaming at each other about it anyway. But I don't even, like, that's what makes him almost magical in this way. Like, there are people who try to push Sal and see, like, they try to push the buttons. I don't even think he's trying to do that. That's just, that, like you said, I can't imagine getting into a real-life argument with
him. Yeah, and
he always says, my friend doesn't talk to me anymore. This friend doesn't talk to me. This friend doesn't talk to me. And that's when his calls make the
I
most sense to
why.
Me.
Why.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.